Morning, everyone.
Morning, Curtis.
Hello.
How are you?
Morning.
Good. Adra, hasta bastante tiempo que no los veo.
Oh, ha ha.
Told me that you were pretty fluent in Spanish.
Yes.
He habla mucho.
Yes.
Aprendí español en cuando ella fue una niña y aprendí español en 1992 en la ciudad de Tlatío, en México.
Oh, en México.
Pero
recientemente fue a Buenos Aires para practicar aprender español. Aproximadamente 4 años pasado.
Oh, ¿dónde?
Buenos Aires, in you know, Argentina. Yeah.
Okay.
That's nice.
Getting
very
so,
cool.
Were you in Buenos Aires or?
Yeah, I went to Berlitz up here for about a year, twice a week, and then for an hour and a half each time, and then I took off to Buenos Aires for 2 weeks for immersion, and loved it so much, I went back. I got a hall pass to stay down there for a month.
Cool.
Oh, nice.
Very cool.
The idioma is más diferente. You know, the chase sound, you know, llegar, lluvia,
yes.
They use that. And
Yeah. Now, the Argentinian Spanish is the most difficult Spanish for me to understand, but it's lovely to hear. It's just
really?
I have a hard time understanding. Yeah, the Cubans are a little difficult, too, but not as difficult as the Argentinians. The Argentinians have a completely different dialect to their Spanish. Yeah, mine's
yeah.
I don't find the Argentinians difficult
yeah.
to understand at all. But the Cubans and the Nicaraguans are incredibly difficult for me to understand. I have to really concentrate hard.
Yeah, because they don't finish their consonants a lot of times. And
well, it's not just that. To me, I mean, partially it's the Cubans and they drop the S. But
yeah.
with both the Cubans and the Nicaraguans, it's their syntax. There's no rhythm to
yeah.
their speech. It's like Mandarin Chinese. And so all of the normal traffic signs, if you will, of speech that
yeah.
are also part of contextual communication are just gone.
Yeah.
Nicaraguans and Cubans. And
yeah.
Puerto Ricans, I'll throw them in there too. I mean, it's just this, you know.
Yeah, that whole language is a little bit harder to grasp. So that's interesting, very interesting. So you know, I'm sure that really comes in handy in Texas. And but I find that the longer I'm away, the more I lose my vocabulary and everything. So
yeah.
I
pressure.
Relate.
I will say this about that. It doesn't take long to get back to it because
yeah.
I can fall in and out of practice. And, you know, 2 days of really speaking Spanish and I'm back, you know, I am.
You're back in it.
I'm flowing and going. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to, you know, go back to what we need to talk about today. It's nice to get a little introduction about personal life and what everybody's doing. And so I thought I would throw that out there. So today, you know, we've been hitting the business plan. I think we want to maybe just finish up with a couple of things. This time management and game board were some of the notes I had. But before we do that, I want to deal with anything that's on your mind that you want to talk about. So, you know, you tell me what's on your minds right now about what you're going through, what you've been going through, and you know, for a short period of time, and then we'll kind of get into today's agenda.
Audra, Bridget, go.
I don't know, Kelly. I feel like you probably have more of an opinion on that.
Is Bridget on the call? I thought I heard her, but I'm not
sure.
I'm on the call.
I'm just, I'm sorry. I'm doing too many things at one time.
Okay. So you
understood.
You're multitasking. So.
Yeah, I mean, I can give a little bit of backdrop if you want, brief.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. And you sent me this piece on meeting that you held as well.
Yeah, and we're meeting again. We're meeting again. The guys didn't want to wait a month to get back together. They want to get back. We agreed jointly to meet every other month where we alternate. Some of the folks are in Austin that are on the – they're in the group.
Okay.
And some of them are in San Antonio, which, you know, it's not that far. I mean, we're basically a little over an hour's drive apart from each other as long as we don't hit Austin traffic. And if we hit Austin traffic, we might as well be driving to Houston. Okay. But so there's easy ways around that. We meet like at 10:30 in the morning and not at 9 o'clock in the morning, you know, and this sort of thing. And it works out so far, it's worked out really well. We had a meeting, that we sent the agenda, and the follow-up notes to you on here in San Antonio. And when we had that meeting, everybody said, well, we don't want to wait a month. Let's go ahead and do it again on March the 18th. So that'd be, I think, a week from next Monday. And so we're going to have that meeting in Austin. And then I think after that meeting, we'll probably go on a 30-day rotation. But we're going to alternate and meet a minimum of once a month in San Antonio and Austin. And it's basically the CEO of a merchant bank and his president. She's kind of his heir apparent to the bank, and his marketing person that's kind of in charge of marketing for the merchant bank that's in Austin. And then there's the CEO and a couple of key employees with a PEO called Legacy Employer Solutions that's here in San Antonio. They're in the group. And then Audra didn't want to be in that group. She's been training the PEO reps on how to sell the retirement plan to, you know, as part of their benefits package. And our corporate office in Minneapolis has been really helpful in kind of giving us guidance on what we can and can't do. And they've been actually very flexible on all that. They have no problem with us training their people to sell it, and don't have any problem with us interfacing and going to joint meetings with the bank and their folks and the PO. And then we have an accounting firm in Corpus Christi that does retirement plan administration. And we've worked with a partner there for about 15 years. And he told me after tax season he wanted to take us up to his offices throughout the state, start introducing us to his other partners to drive business to his consulting practice and drive business back to our practice. And so we're going to see if there's a way to loop him into that arrangement with the bank and with the PEO as well, and see if we can't combine forces with the accounting firm and kind of bring it all together, because everybody's mutually benefiting from that, you know, that relationship. And they all have complementary products and services that are really under that whole corporate wellness solutions moniker that you came up with, Curtis. So that's been really helpful in allowing us to sort of frame the relationship, and everybody's on board, and very we're introducing each other to clients, mutual clients and other centers of influence to help drive their business. We're going out to joint meetings together and meeting new prospects that way. And they're referring in, we got two referrals in this week on a couple of plans that are probably, I don't know, collectively between those two plans, they'll probably end up being at least $4 or $5 million in assets.
Okay.
So that's nice. And we're in the early stages, and so we're kind of navigating but there's a lot of nice things going on. The bank's offered to do some free marketing for the PEO And any business that goes to the PEO ultimately kind of comes back to us as advisors to the PEO. So it's really a nice little working relationship. We got introduced to the merchant bank CEO. Yeah.
Did you get those numbers off of the two referrals from Cameron, or is that just kind of guesstimating?
I'm guesstimating because they haven't come back with the official numbers yet. But yeah, I'm kind of have a pretty good idea. I haven't looked it up on the database, but yeah. But the bottom line is you know, we really. I was thinking about it a minute ago. I want to dominate the call. I've talked too much already, but I really think that your influence in helping us sort of see the possibilities of what could come out of like a mastermind group.
We're
in the early stages of seeing that come to fruition. And it's really fun to see because Audra and Bridget don't really get to see this side of those meetings. But like one of the guys that I took out yesterday is the CEO's, well, he's not the CEO of the PEO, but he's partners with the CEO of the PEO. His son just graduated and from college and is 22 years old and is cutting his teeth in sales for the first time. And he came to me and he said, you know, there's two industries I really want to get into. He said, my dad's really into the construction industry. And he goes, that's really got boom, bust, boom, bust. And he and I sat down and he thinks I need to go after body shops and funeral homes because he goes, those kind of businesses do well in all sorts of economic climates. And I happen to have an old friend of mine that is about 80 years old that has trained about half of the body shop owners in San Antonio on how to do body shop work. And I went and took him and introduced him to him yesterday, and he gave him about 10 referrals of other body shop owners and agreed to have all of his insurance reviewed. And while I was in there, figured out that he really needed some estate planning help, and some guys from Frost Bank had come in and tried to sell his body shop, and his son's been working his body shop with him for the last 30 years and fully capable of running the body shop. It's a family-run enterprise. And so
you worked that personal introduction.
So I worked a personal introduction and got some business out of the person, probably get some business out of the personal introduction. And then he referred an old friend that I knew from when I'd worked at another place that I hadn't seen in years. He said, you really need to go see him, and he's setting up breakfast with him. But anyway, the most rewarding part of the whole meeting, from my perspective at least, is we got out in the parking lot, and I'm sitting there with this little 22-year-old guy that I really like, and his name's Cody, and he's like, he just told me how much he appreciated, you know, being a mentor to him and helping him and helping him grow his business. And so when he grows his business, it's kind of like, you know, it's like it's got a boomerang effect. And so it's really a really nice thing to be a part of and to get to participate in, honestly. It's been great so far.
So your agenda looked really, really tight. You allowed for other participants to chime in and speak. You made it very interactive. You closed with next steps. Any other questions, concerns, or issues associated with how you're running your meetings now?
Not so much on the meetings. I think the guidance on that was invaluable because it really helped us in the meeting to not get too long-winded and just get people in and get people out.
Uh-huh.
That said, I felt like that my follow-up email and the suggestions that you made about it and dividing up, you know, action points and making it easier to sort of disseminate that information back to the group was really helpful. We're going to implement that because there was a lot that went on in an hour in that meeting, and I tried to capture it, but still it was, I think, needed a little work in terms of the presentation of how to present that information back to them. So not only help on the meeting and sort of framing, you know, who's going to do what and putting time sort of bands around that to keep it from just being to have some structure, I guess. And then the follow-up is really helping. The CEO of the bank's introducing people to within the group. He's offered to send his monthly newsletter out featuring the PEO. It goes to also like 3,000 business owners.
Wow.
He's offering to do events in Austin around the bank and the PEO and our services. And the way we got to meet him is we have a client in our current book of business that's on the board of the bank. And about 8 or 9 years ago, he tried to get me to be on the board of the bank. And there were two other financial advisors that are on the board of the bank. And they've been kind of milking the bank for clients. And so we've taken an opposite approach where we said, well, we'll bring a PEO with 600 business owners in it to your bank because they only work with businesses. And we took kind of an opposite approach to that. And I ran it by my friend who tried to get me on the bank board. And he was like, this is a great idea, you know. And I think it was something that just kind of came out of the group with some discussions between Audra and Bridget and myself. But I ran it through John first, and then John said, absolutely, you need to call him right now. And that was about 2 months ago, I guess it was, something like that. And when I ran it by Ed, the CEO, he was just like, oh, yeah. In fact, it's interesting. This is something that's just crazy small world. But not only was he open to the idea of PEOs, but he was like, which PEO in San Antonio are you working with? This is the CEO of the bank in Austin. And I said, well, it's Legacy Employer Services. And he said, well, is that Wayne Detmar? And I said, yes, it is. And he got a big grin on his face. And he goes, I know that guy. And he goes, he's a really good guy. And he's a really great guy in that business. And the CEO has been around the block, the bank CEO. He's bought and sold like 10 banks in his career. He said, I know that guy. He goes, I know him well. And he goes, PEO is one of those kind of businesses where you get like the cream of the crop or the crud. And he goes, there's very little in between. And he goes, he's really a cream of the crop guy. And then when I met with Wayne for the first time, which I actually met him after that conversation for the first time, Wayne told me that when Ed started this merchant bank, this virtual bank, it was back in 2010 in Austin, he approached Wayne to buy shares in the bank, and Wayne wanted a majority interest. Like, Wayne won't do a deal unless he's at least a 51% owner, and Ed wouldn't give him that much equity. But they have that history with each other. And now they've kind of reengaged. So to see Wayne with Ed, when Wayne said, I want 51% of your bank, and Ed said, I'm not willing to give up that equity interest, but they're willing to work together to refer business back and forth in this group, to me, it's just kind of like one of those moments where I was like, this is, you couldn't draw this up any better than this, you know? I mean, it's just.
You are really the orchestra leader.
I don't know about that. I wouldn't go that far. I mean, it's kind of a collective effort, honestly. But they all like each other and they're like-minded and they get along and have similar business philosophy. I mean, it's really like we're extensions of each other. And like, the bank doesn't want to do investments. The bank doesn't want to do retirement plans. They only do credit lines and they only do business loans, and that's it. And they do it all paperless. They don't have any branches. They don't have a drive-through. They don't have an ATM. He's like, and we never will. And out of 485 banks in Texas, they have the fourth highest financial strength by the Federal Reserve. So they rank in the top 1% in financial strength of banks in Texas. And they only deal with business owners. And they've got accounts all over the state, but it's all done paperless. It's all paperless. And it's kind of a cool thing, honestly. When you Google them,
okay.
Audra, are you about to say something?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I'm doing two things at the same time. I'm so sorry.
You're multitasking, too. I'm the only guy who's not multitasking. Thank God, because I don't – but anyway, I'll be quiet, and that's kind of that. I could go on and on about them, but it's really, really working out nicely. So.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. So back to the business plan. You've got your initiatives, all written down. Now, one of the things that I would suggest that you do, if I don't know how, who's really pretty good at Excel? Are you, Bridget?
I use it a lot, but I don't use complex.
So we don't need anything.
I use it a lot. Probably me and Audra use it the most.
Okay. So So what I'm thinking now is, okay, we've got the action plan, and we need to have a column of the dates in terms of timing that are coming up, so that there's a one look to see what's coming up in February, what comes up in March. Well, we're in March now. What comes up in April, so that the group can keep track of the action plan items. They're laid out, the initiatives, all that looks really, really good. So, for example, March 2019, under Build Corporate Cash Management Partnership between the Bank of Texas and CARE Wealth Management, it says present cash management capabilities and 1242 service model to Ed Letty and T-Day winners. So, and Kelly has that responsibility. So, one, you can have a rolling looking at dates to see where they fit in on your initiatives and manage it that way. Or you got to go back and look at your action plan items, you know, on a weekly basis to make sure you know what's coming up in terms of initiatives. So just a tracking method of paying attention to what's coming up in terms of timing, so that none of the tasks fall through the cracks. So that equates with a little bit of time management as well. What do you think about that, Bridget? Or maybe you have something else that you think might be better. But when these, how do you know that the task that's coming up is being executed on?
Or don't.
Yeah. So so that might be something to think about without throwing a bunch of work, kind of a one Excel report where you copy and paste the timing, and then you can reorder the timing in Excel in ascending or descending order.
Sounds like a plan. I'm thinking.
And
well,
you wouldn't have
let me throw out something, Curtis, just if I may.
Yeah, sure.
I think Bridget gets a lot of stuff thrown at her from multiple directions, whether it's working within our group or this other advisor that she works with, or you know, internal stuff within RBC that has to be done for various initiatives. I just don't want to be presumptuous about, and she's not the one, she'll just keep taking stuff on, you know. I know
right.
that about her, and she does it without ever complaining at all about anything. But I think it would be helpful for Bridget and Audra to talk and see if some of the things that I don't want to be the guy who says, no, you're not going to do that. So-and-so is going to do it. I think Bridget and Audra can figure it out on their own between the
yeah,
two
and
of
I
them.
Would,
but I just want to throw that out there. It's like, I think Bridget and Audra should dialogue about that and see where their comfort zones are. And I think
yeah.
they're very likely to be open about what they have on their plate with each other, maybe not as open in a conference call where – the recording is on. I'm assuming
yeah.
it's on. I don't know that for certain, but
I get it.
Throwing that out there.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. And the other thing that I would do is don't do the entire 12 months right now. Just do like a month at a time, so that you know you're not
bits
trying to make
pieces. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, just so that you know that you're tracking for March. These are the initiatives, the timing and the tasks that need to be done. And you know, when you get that done in March, then you can start on April. But don't do all 10 months at the same time. So just a few entries to keep track of your initiatives. And that's a time management, how they can help you with time management, whoever decides to take on that task, okay? So, for example, under Bill Corporate Cash Management, I've got a task for March. Under Bill CPA Network, I got tasks for February and March.
And we're meeting on all that. We're meeting with the CPA and Corpus on the 25th, and we're meeting with the bank on the 22nd. So that's not next week, but the following week. But, yeah, I love the idea of having a way to monitor it and keep track of it, because if we don't, it won't. You know, I mean, it'll happen, but I think it needs to be in a structured format where we can help make sure that we're staying on task.
Okay. So that's the one component of time management. The other component has to do with the game board. You know, the things that you are really trying to measure. You want to measure your revenue growth, obviously. You want to measure the referrals that come in. You want to measure plan implementation, to name a few. But it's all the things that you put inside your plan that you are trying to focus on. And so when the team meets, whether it's once a week, you're just making an assessment of, did we accomplish for the week what we set out to accomplish? Okay? That's the game board concept, and you need to be implementing that. And I think once you've got those things working, that's all really the tools of monitoring your time that you really need.
Now, help me with a game board. I mean, I've heard of it, and I've read about it in the book, and I remember hearing about it way back when, and I've never actually used one. What is it, and how does it work, and why would we benefit from a game board?
Okay.
I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm just trying to I'm guessing that Audra and Bridget are probably wondering that.
Yes. Okay.
All right. I don't want to be presumptuous, but I'm just kind of thinking outside the box for a minute. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So let's really talk about that. What it is it's the most important drivers of your business, where there's a matrix, and the person who's responsible for the delivery of that particular goal talks about, we set out to do five financial plans this week, and they were scheduled. We only got three done. This is what happened. And this is how we're going to, you know, fortify this and keep it from, you know, dropping through the hoop, so to speak. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So all it is a matrix. It's in the in your manual, and you're just filling out the key drivers and looking at your performance, because if you wait a month to look at it, then I like to say in January, by the end of January, 1/12 of the year is gone. February, 2/12 of the year is gone. By the end of March, 3/12 of the year are gone. So the board is really designed to look at the key drivers that you want to measure that help you execute on your practice. Okay? That's all it is.
Is it designed to facilitate like a weekly meeting, or do you even need to meet? Do you just keep the board and just kind of talk about it every now and then? I mean, how, what's
theoretically,
the way you apply this stuff?
Yeah, without getting you know, in a lot of meetings, that should be your one team meeting where you're talking about team performance. How did our weekend? Looking at our game board, did we accomplish what we needed to accomplish? And what do we got going on for the next week? Okay? And,
okay. I'm wondering if it might just be a Bridget Kelly meeting. And how Audra would feel about that. But, I mean, I'm just guessing. What do y'all think? I'm not hearing much out there other than a deafening silence. So help me out here. Somebody throw me a lifeline.
I muted the line, so that's why there's deafening silence this way, because I have having a little bit of a crisis here, so I'm trying to do
things. Do you need to hop?
No, I'm okay. I'm just trying to listen to you guys and do this now. Sorry, Curtis.
Is it a crisis?
I'm about to leave.
Within our book of business or something else?
No.
That's
okay. Let's not ask that, Kelly.
It's okay. In case you're wondering, I'm leaving tomorrow, so I'm going to be out for 10 days or so. So that's the reason if I don't.
Okay.
If I don't wrap
She's
up
in San Diego
stuff,
already.
If I don't wrap up some of these things, then they're not going to get done. So I am listening though. I don't know if it makes sense to have a meeting with, Audra necessarily. So I kind of agree with Kelly only because Kelly can tell Audra, and Audra is here at different times. So it doesn't, trying to get all three of us together for something like that. I don't know if it's really necessary because Kelly could just take it to, he could take it home and kind of relay the message or whatnot to Audra.
That's fine. And what we're doing
I agree with that. And one thing, too, just I didn't mention earlier, Curtis, I just want to say real quick, Audra's been training the reps at the PEO. She doesn't like sales, and she doesn't like it at all, but she loves sales training. I don't know why, but everybody's different in this world. I sat there in a meeting yesterday, and I looked at this guy I hadn't seen in 3 years, and I said, I want every body shop owner that you know that's not a crook in this town. I want their names and their phone numbers so I can give it to this young man that's sitting right here next to me. And he kind of looked at me and stared at me for a second, and he goes, okay, I can do that, It doesn't bother me, Doesn't bother me at all, because it's like I told Cody, I was like, you can either ask and get it, or you cannot ask and you're still not going to get it. And I was like, doesn't bother me. Audra, that would have mortified Audra. Like, she would have been like, oh, this is the most awkward bullshit I've ever had to listen to, and I can't believe that this guy would ask for this. And it's just a difference in personality, that's all it is. And I would not particularly enjoy training a bunch of reps on a bunch of stuff. I mean, I could do it, but I don't particularly enjoy it. And she loves it.
Right.
And I don't particularly enjoy doing wealth plans. I can do it, but it's not something I really am passionate about. She loves doing that. And
Bridget
on a bunch of other stuff operationally that, honestly, if I even had to do it for a couple hours, I think I'd be just 6 feet under by 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I'm kind of excited about the fact that, Audra will be out of the office. And, these accounts are scattered all over the dang, but the two referrals that came in are 4 hours away in Los Fresnos and McAllen, Texas, and the predominant language is Spanish. So you're spot on to start the conversation in Spanish. And that's one of the reasons why we got that relationship, is because of Audra's bilingual capabilities and some other people that are on the team that have that. But, I'm just trying to emphasize to you, we're kind of finding our way through this as we go, and I'm kind of seeing some strengths emerge from people that I didn't necessarily know existed, okay?
Right. So, look, we got a plan here. We're working it. Let me know if time management continues to be an issue, but I think that you've got your scheduler now. You've got your business plan. If you work your game board, monitoring the execution of what you're trying to accomplish, you'll be just fine. And execution is about, looking at what needs to be done and who each team member is responsible for. You all are doing a great job with that. I would say we're going to conclude the call because we're at our time. I would say on the next call that we have, let's look at your 24-month product and service agenda and anything else that you feel you want to talk about, we can.
I think that's a really good suggestion. Thank you.
All righty. Anybody got anything before we conclude?
Nope, I think we're good.
Yep.
All right. Well, you all keep doing the great job that you're doing. I'm real happy with the progress that you're making with your plan and your strategy, and I look forward to our next call.
Thank you.
Thanks, Curtis.
Thank
Have
you.
Muchísimas gracias. Hasta luego. Tiene un buen fin de
semana. Hasta luego. Igualmente.
Okay. Ciao.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hello? Hello?